At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is Adam Carriker on the Ticket.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, 8-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everett. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
A 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here's your host, Adam Carriker.
Welcome, everybody, into Adam Carriker on The Ticket. Hope you're having a phenomenal day. If you're watching me on the tube of you can see the background has changed yet again. We're still in the middle of the world's longest freaking move. That's what happens when half your family's living in one spot, half the family's in the other, because, you know, you're committed to coaching teams and your kid's committed to teams and you want to honor those commitments. And so I don't want to say house divided, but we're a house apart, then together, then apart. So all over the place. So the background is a little bit different yet again. We're here, we're there, we're a little bit of everywhere. That's the Carriker family these days. But welcome into another edition of Adam Carriker here on The Ticket on another Monday afternoon. As always, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, grab your lunch. Join me from noon to 1 p.m. Central Time, Monday and Friday. I am live Tuesday. DP, the face that runs the place, dares to come and debate WWE and pro wrestling talk with me. It's a whole lot of fun every Tuesday. Thursday, we've got the Big Ten show. Wednesdays, noon to 1 p.m. Central Time. Former All-American Nebraska quarterback, one of the best to ever do it, Steve Taylor, drops that knowledge. As always, want to give a shout-out to Bonzel Pool and Spa. Pools, spas, hot tubs, you want them, they've got them. If you've got them, pools, spas, and hot tubs, that is, and you need them taken care of, they're the folks to go to. Check them out at bonzelpool.com. All right, as always, ladies and gentlemen, it's the loaded show. We've got, you can kind of glance at mine. It's just one page of notes here today. It's kind of crazy. Yes, it looks like a kindergartner wrote those, but those are my notes. You got Nebraska Football Hall of Fame class. You've got Husker Football expands its staff yet again. NCAA College Football video game, officially released to the public on July 25th. But there are some folks out there who are getting their hands on that bad boy today. All right, the grass versus turf debate. I have yet to give my thoughts on this. Memorial Stadium will become a grass field in 2026 for the first time since 1970. 56 freaking years. And the grass is coming back. I wonder who gets to mow it. Fertilization. How does that work in Memorial Stadium? I don't know. That is a job beyond my expertise. But we're going to talk grass versus turf. That whole debate. Do we like it? Do we not? What do we think? Well, what do I think? I say we. But it's me. Because this is my show. But also at 12:30, I'm going to be joined by my man, Jake. He joined me last week. All right. To talk a little bit of pro wrestling. He did not get to give his top 10 greatest entrances of all time in pro wrestling history. So he's going to do that tomorrow. Then DP and I will, he's going to do that today at 12:30. Then DP and I will do that tomorrow from noon to 1 p.m. Central Time. So this is the loaded show. As always, ladies and gentlemen, you know, when you take out the commercials, we only got about 40 plus minutes to talk about all this. It's going to fly by. I also, want to give a shout out and an RIP to Monty Kiffin. All right. This was a man I did not get to know in great length, but I did have the opportunity to actually have him coach me at the Senior Bowl 2007. Good old Mobile, Alabama. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers coaching staff was coaching the North squad that year. I shared a story on last week's Big Ten show about my, incredibly fun and interesting interactions with John Gruden, who is a unique individual amongst unique individuals, and I freaking loved him for it, but also Monty Kiffin. All right, who recently passed away, so rest in peace to him. Prayers and blessings to his family. He's from, if you didn't know, from Lexington, Nebraska, was 84 years old. Okay. Coached at Nebraska as a graduate assistant from 1966 to 1968. He was Nebraska's defensive coordinator from 1969 to 1976. So a couple of national championships in there. And he was there. I remember him, my introduction to him, he goes at the Senior Bowl, he comes up to me and he used to talk really fast, even faster than me, if you can imagine. He goes, I was there when they put in the black shirts. Can you imagine? I was the guy that helped with the black shirts in. Can you understand that character? And I was like, whoa, that was even hard for me to process. But I got to sit down and actually chat with him, learn about, you know, you learn about the team manager going to the store and they want to differentiate offense and defense in practice, and how they got the white jersey, the red jersey, the yellow jersey, which was the second team defense in practice. The white jersey was the third team defense in practice. Nothing special about playing on offense. Y'all just get red jerseys. And then the starters got the black jerseys, which nobody wanted to buy from the store. And so everybody hears about all that, but he gave me a little bit more details behind the scenes. So it was cool to get to know him. All right. Again, Monty Kiffin from Lexington, Nebraska, an individual who not only coached in Nebraska, but was a Super Bowl champion as well. Okay. He's in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Ring of Honor, two-time college football national champion, as I mentioned, 70-71 at Nebraska as well. And I think some people forget this. He actually had the opportunity to be a head coach in the NCAA college football ranks himself for a little bit as well. Now, the next thing I want to do, shout out to all the Nebraska Football Hall of Fame inductees. All right, there are, let me get the list in front of me. There are six former Huskers who were selected to the 2024 class, Nebraska Football Hall of Fame class, including offensive lineman Kevin Leitner, 1980s, safety Tyrone Byrd, 1990s, linebacker Terrell Farley from the 1990s, 93.7, the ticket's own, I might add. All right, defensive end Chris Kelsey, 2000 to 2007 era is how it's listed. All right, defensive, this is before college football players were actually playing college football for 8 years. So 2000, 2007 seems a bit long. Chris Kelsey was actually, his senior year was 02, which was my true freshman year. So I redshirted the year he was a senior. So his last year would have been 02. Defensive tackle Jared Crick, 2008-2014 era is what it says. This was a man. This is a man who owns a single game sack record at Nebraska with five. Think about that, five sacks in one game as a defensive tackle versus Baylor. He's now in the media doing his own thing, helping hosting a show as well throughout here in the state of Nebraska. Check that out if you get a chance. Okay, and running back Rex Burkhead. All right, 2008-2014 era. It's what it says. Okay, man, he really needs no introduction. One of the most popular Huskers of all time is Mr. Rex Burkhead. Now, a little bit of background on each one of these guys. Kevin Leitner is an offensive tackle from 85 to 87. First team All Big Eight selection in 1987, three-year Leonard winner. Okay, and he helped power one of the nation's top running games in his senior year in 1987. Nebraska ranked third nationally in rushing offense, second in total offense, third in scoring offense. All right, safety, Tyrone Byrd, 89 to 92, the exact years he played, a four-year starter, pretty rare. Four-year starter in the Husker secondary. Byrd was a first-team All-Big Eight selection as a senior in 1992. Byrd started 38 games in his Nebraska career as part of two Big Eight championship teams. All right, Byrd finished his career with 209 tackles, including a career-high 71 tackles as a junior. All right, now Byrd's career tackle total was the best for a Husker defensive back at the conclusion of his career, and still ranks among the top five in school history for defensive backs. Terrell Farley, again, 93.7, the ticket's own. Good dude, fun guy to be around, does a great job, 10 to noon every day. Basically just carrying that show with Vershawn. I mean, it's called The Captain with Vershawn Jackson, but Terrell just carries that show. I hope Vershawn hears that. He'll hit me up later. All right, Terrell Farley, linebacker, 95 to 96, a playmaking defensive standout for the Black Shirts. All right, Terrell earned first-team All-Big Eight honors and was named the Big Eight Defensive Newcomer of the Year in 1995. Farley helped Nebraska in one of the most dominant seasons in college football history in 1995 as the Huskers went 12-0 and captured the national championship, blowing out Florida 62-24 in the Fiesta Bowl. Farley had 62 tackles, 5 sacks, 12 quarterback hurries, 3 interceptions, 3 block kicks, and a partridge in a pear tree, and closed the season with 2 sacks in the Fiesta Bowl. All right, over Danny Werfel, Steve Spurrier, and them Florida Gators. Chris Kelsey, all right, 1999-2002, a two-time All-Big 12 selection. Chris Kelsey was a dominant defensive end during his Husker career. Kelce had 17 tackles for loss and 5 sacks as a junior in 2001, helping the Huskers to the BCS National Championship game in the Rose Bowl. As a senior, Kelce had 13 tackles for loss and 7 sacks in just 9 games. The Auburn native, Nebraska native, finished his career with 33 tackles for loss, 135 tackles. Kelce went on to play 10 seasons in the NFL with the Buffalo Bills, starting 120 games in his career. Chris joins his older brother, Chad, in the Nebraska Football Hall of Fame. And a random story about Chris. He's kind of a quiet guy, but very intense individual, especially on the football field. As I mentioned, he was a senior when I was a true freshman. And so I was very, wide-eyed and intimidated around him. And I remember there was a couple of things that stood out to me during my brief time with him before he graduated. One was he was incredibly intense. And there was a teammate that got mad at him one day, and Chris was fired up as well. And I don't think – it's been a long time since I was like, oh, crap, the earth's going to explode. And that was one of those moments where it was high intensity, high volume, and the other teammate definitely recognized Chris getting pumped up, shall we say. And he definitely was no longer the instigator or the aggressor. And I stood there with, I think, pee trickling down my leg because I was like, oh, crap, what's going to happen here? And then there was actually a couple of drills where I was supposed to go against Chris. And I remember his eyes got really big, like right before the snap of the ball, like just huge. And I'll do what we can say. We can call it firing off the ball. I really didn't know what I was doing, but I came off the ball. And the next thing I knew, I was on the ground because basically Chris recognized that I was top heavy, leaning forward way too much, and just snatched me and threw me on my face a couple plays in a row with relative embarrassing ease on my part. But I learned very quickly to be more balanced in my weight after those couple of reps versus Chris very early on in 2-a-days, my true freshman fall camp. All right, Jared Crick, next up on the list, defensive tackle 08 to 11, a key part of a dominant defense. Jared Crick was a 2-time first-team All-Big 12 selection and two-time second-team All-American during his Husker career. Crick had a breakout season as a sophomore in 2009, 73 tackles, which is a lot for a defensive tackle, 15 tackles for loss, 9.5 sacks for one of the nation's top defenses. You remember that 09 defense, special defense, arguably the greatest defense in Husker history. Statistically, because I've looked back at the statistics, it is statistically the best defense in Husker history. Full topic, full show for another day. Crick had a school record, 5 sacks and 7 tackles for loss in a win over Baylor his junior year. All right, let's see. Next on the list, Rex Burkhead, running back, 09 to 2012. One of the top running backs in school history. Rex Burkhead rushed for 3,329 yards, 30 touchdowns in his Nebraska career. Burkhead earned honorable mention All-Big 12 honors as a sophomore when he rushed for 951 yards as a junior in 2011. Burkhead was first-team All-Conference and honorable mention All-American while rushing for nearly 1,400 yards and 15 touchdowns. He battled injuries as a senior, but still had a great season. Academic All-American, and went on to play 10 seasons in the NFL with the Bengals, Patriots, Texans, and was a part of 2 New England Patriot Super Bowl teams as well. So shout out, congratulations to each and every one of those guys. That is an incredible honor.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
They have obviously all deserved and all earned as well. Now, Nebraska, moving on quickly to the next topic at hand here. All right. Has expanded their staff once again. All right, Nebraska expanded its football staff on Sunday with the addition of Jamar Mosey, former Lee Summit, Missouri North head coach. He's going to be a senior football analyst. Okay, now there's a lot about this guy, especially being a head coach. Okay, for the past 10 seasons, had a lot of success both on and off the field. You look at some of the records that he had while he was there as a head coach: 11-2 2021, 12-2 in 2022, 10-1 in 2023. All right, had three straight appearances in the Missouri Class 6 state semifinals and advanced to the quarterfinals in 2024. This is a man who brings a lot of great experience, ties and recruiting, experience as a head coach at the high school level, which obviously helps translate to the college football level as well. All right. Now, Mosley was originally hired as the offensive coordinator back in 2014 for another school as well. But this is a guy who will be helping to expand Nebraska's football coaching staff, okay, for this upcoming season. Now, there was one other thing I was going to mention here real quick because, let's see here, the timing for Mosey's hire is noticeable as just last month, the Division I Council voted to adopt legislation that will allow support staff like analysts and quality control coaches to instruct players at practice and during games, which has not been allowed until now, which makes this hiring even more important. Under the old rule, only 11 coaches and the head coach and 10 assistant coaches and graduate assistants were allowed to give technical or tactical instruction to players at practice and games. Now, obviously, this hire under the new rules will help benefit Nebraska as well. All right, next up on the docket, grass versus turf in Memorial Stadium. All right, now it's interesting because I have not offered my thoughts on this yet, but I've seen various opinions on this. Now, I fully expected most people to support the grass on the turf. I'm sorry, the grass inside Memorial Stadium side of this debate, because that's what Matt Rhule wants, and people want to support their head coach, so they're going to err that way way more often than not. Nothing wrong with that. It's what I fully expected. It is what I have seen a good portion of the time. Not everybody loves the move, but I would say more often than not, people support the grass inside Memorial Stadium part of the debate. And again, I kind of expected that because that's what the head coach wants, and people inherently want to support the head coach. I could argue that if he wanted turf, people would err that way. So trying to look at this objectively. Okay. Now, it is proven, and Matt Rhule even stated this in a press conference, that grass is safer than turf as a general whole. There's less injuries, less knee injuries, less ACL tears. That is, you know, anywhere, and Rhule said anywhere from 10 to 18% safer. Okay. It's hard to know an exact percentage. Okay, now you can look, hey, this many teams have grass, this many teams have injuries, this many teams have severe injuries, this many teams have turf, and all the like data, and you can compare. It's really tough, though, because there's way more teams that have turf now that have grass. You know, there was a time way back in yesteryear where way more teams had grass than turf, obviously, then it went to AstroTurf, then it went to field turf, then it went to all sorts of different kinds of turf. So it's hard to know exactly what it is, but when you're talking a minimum of 10% safer for your athletes, whether it's 18, whether it's 24, whether it's 10, when you're talking a minimum of 10% when it comes to anything, that is a noticeable amount of a percentage to get anyone's attention. So when Matt Rhule says it's 10 to 18% safer, and they're going to, as soon as 2026, Memorial Stadium will be going, as announced by Troy Dannon, the AD at Nebraska, going to grass inside Memorial Stadium for the first time since 1970. Which is like 56 years, if my math serves me right. And there's about a 50% chance that I can do math that basically. But here's my point. I think that's something that's going to catch a head coach's attention. They already moved all three outdoor practice fields, the full 100-yard practice fields, to grass. Now, inside the Hawk Center, still turf. They got about, I think it's like a 50-yard turf field, okay, on the other side of the three grass practice fields. But the majority of their practice takes place on these three 100% natural grass practice fields that Matt Rhule had installed. Now, it's interesting because I remember when AstroTurf was a big deal, and then going to the field turf and big deal, like in 1999, Solich switched to the new turf, which was supposed to be safer for athletes and their knees and knee injuries. And oddly enough, right away in camp, there was unfortunately a couple of knee injuries right away, but it's kind of became the trend across America, obviously. And there's 133 FBS schools. 94 FBS schools play home games on turf, 71% of the teams. Okay, 39 out of the 133 play on grass, so that's 29%. So you could say 70-30, so to speak, but 71-29 to be specific. All right, now it's interesting because my high school, we played on AstroTurf. And I hated it because of the turf burns. And then you get in the shower and, oh my God, it was like somebody was trying to torture me. I'll give you the information you want. Oh, wait, I'm just taking a shower after a football game. So AstroTurf was never uber popular with yours truly for various reasons. But then you get used to the field turf and you get used to the black beads and getting your mouthpiece and they get everywhere and it's kind of a pain, but it's, you're told it's safer. Also, it's less maintenance for the maintenance crews. And it, you're pretty much guaranteed it's always going to be a good field, barring weather, whereas grass is a little tougher to take care of, but more often than not, when you got pros taking care of it, it'll be a good field. It should be safer. I do remember in DC, the last month of the season, every year, Shanahan, we'd basically like just kind of go to walkthroughs or jogthroughs the last month because you're so beat up. There's no point in being a pad. You're just trying to get to Sunday healthy. And, you know, in the NFL, you've got grown men playing this game too. So taking care of each other and being healthy becomes the priority, especially the last month of the season, trying to make a playoff run. And I'll never forget one day, like we had all grass practice fields. There was three grass practice fields and then one AstroTurf field that we never used. It just, it had the old Redskins logo in the middle of it. It was a turf field, just had the logo. We never used it. We literally walked across it every day to and from, going to and from practice. And then there was woods. So you always had the fun mosquitoes, which I thought was asinine for an NFL team to have to deal with mosquitoes at practice because your practice fields are right next to woods. But that's a story for another day. But there was one day when all the grass practice fields were out of commission due to a storm that we'd had. And we legit were supposed to practice on this AstroTurf field. And I hadn't done that since high school. And I will never forget the veterans on the team, like London Fletcher, or I think Robert was a rookie. He couldn't have cared less. His knee wasn't an issue yet. You know, but all the veterans on the team, Santana Moss, Clinton Portis, they were not having it. They were mad. And all of a sudden, our full speed, this was supposed to be a full speed practice. We were kind of getting to that point where we start to do walkthroughs instead of practices from time to time. All of a sudden, our full speed half pad of practice turned into a walkthrough. And it was because the players were like, this is going to ruin our knees. And it was not even your typical AstroTurf. It was basically for shows, basically concrete straight underneath. So I've never forgotten. And I remember being kind of surprised. You got to keep in mind, I was like 25 at the time, maybe. So being 40 now, I view things a little bit differently. But man, we went from what was supposed to be a normal half padded practice, like on a Wednesday, which is usually your hardest practice day of the week in the NFL, to a walkthrough. Simply because we were on the turf and the vets, the guys who'd been around for 10, 12, 15 years, they were not having it. So I do believe there is something to turf being safer. I think the stats prove it. I think older guys who've been around can feel the difference on their joints and their knees. Now, we're not talking about 30 to 35-year-olds. We're talking about 18 to, well, now it's like 28-year-olds in college, but 18 to 22, 23-year-olds typically, once we kind of get past, you know, some of these COVID eligibility rules back more to normal eligibility type rules here in the next year or two. They are younger joints, but there's something to be said for the wear and tear, long season, Big Ten play, physical football, trying to take care of your athletes. I'll never forget the 96 Fiesta Bowl, 95 National Championship game versus Florida. I was a kid. I was like 11. And all they could talk about was that Nebraska hadn't played on grass all year and the game was going to be played on grass and Florida played on grass and Nebraska was going to be so slow and all they knew was turf, and that was going to be the difference in the game. That's all you heard over and over and over. It's like one person said at one time, nobody really knew what they were talking about, and everybody's latched onto it. And then they all got exposed by the score 62 to 24. So I do think sometimes the turf is, or the whatever you're playing on, turf, grass, it can be a little bit overanalyzed. At the end of the day, everybody's playing on the same field. I do think there is a little bit of something to be said for if you're not used to a certain type of surface, you may not have cleats that work the best for it. Like if you look at Iowa, Wisconsin, Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State, who's actually going to a navy blue artificial turf, kind of, and it was inspired by Boise here in the next couple of years for their home field turf, which is going to look freaking weird because they've had grass. Now they're going to go to not only turf, but like this navy blue turf, I guess. You know, but you look at all these teams that basically have turf, and if you're used to grass and they're not used to grass, there could be something said for that. But then you look back to that Fiesta Bowl game, how big of a difference does it really make? At the end of the day, if you're an athlete, you're an athlete. If you're not, you're not. Do you have the biggest thing is, do you have the cleats? Do you know the right cleats to wear? I'll never forget watching 93 Notre Dame, 93 Florida State, number one versus number two, Charlie Ward that year. And that was the big time game inside of Notre Dame Stadium. And the Florida State players were really struggling on that grass. And they were, I remember linebackers literally taking their cleats off on the sideline for Florida State and being so frustrated with it and trying to find cleats that would work because they weren't used to it. So I guess it depends on how prepared you are for it, but I don't think it's something that needs to be overanalyzed. I do buy into the injury risk and prevention. You know, is it something where is turf faster than grass? Maybe you play a team like Ohio State, you know, who may be one of the few teams that is a little bit faster, more talented, higher recruits, so to speak, ranked than Nebraska year in and year out. They come in, they play on grass. Does it slow them down just a smidge? Does that help you? Maybe. I suppose there could be something to that. For me, as far as going to grass, when I looked at it unobjectively and not just, hey, I would just always want to support the head coach no matter what, which I do because I want to win and I want him to be successful and he's being successful, Nebraska football is being successful. But if I look at it beyond that, I do buy into the grass thing. I do buy into a little bit being unique and other teams maybe not quite used to it. Okay, maybe that helps us a little bit. Maybe it slows down teams if they're a little bit faster, although this is the Big Ten, known for big power football. But the injury thing is definitely is something I definitely think can pay off because staying healthy is obviously a ginormous deal. And while Nebraska is still building depth, we don't have a ton, especially at some positions just yet. Staying healthy is a vitally important thing to competing in one of the two best conferences in America in a long football season, physical football, day in and day out, year in and year out. Okay. And so it's something, my final comment on this is, I get it. I like it. I support it. And I also like that it's unique. I love that Matt Rhule is going to do what Matt Rhule believes is best, even if other people are not doing it. And I remember when he looked at me in the office and he said, you got to be willing to do what you believe is best, talking about his own coaching approach, whether other people love it or not. Because at the end of the day, what they really want to see is wins. And if you're winning, then what you're doing was right. If you're losing, then you're wrong, whether it was popular, whatever decision you made in the moment at that time, whether people liked it or not. If you end up winning, that's what matters. And you got to have the guts, the huevos, the Spanish eggs to make your own decision that you believe is best and then roll with it. And I love that about him. So, all right, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, went a little bit over time there. That's okay. We're going to go to a commercial break. My man Jake's going to join me. We're going to talk a little bit of pro wrestling greatest entrances of all time. He's going to give me his top 10. He didn't get a chance to give me his top 10. DP and I will do it tomorrow, but don't go anywhere. We'll pay a few bills. Easy for me to say, pay a few bills, and we'll be right back.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.